What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in today. Just a reminder to you guys, you can go listen to this episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube if you want to watch the full video there. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Same handle at Settle Down Media, and enjoy the episode. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Good Old Hockey Podcast, episode number 24. Hope you guys liked that intro. We worked super hard on it, and if you didn't hear it, it's because it was really bad, and I just deleted it all. So with that being said, we got some – I feel like it was a pretty slow week in the NHL. It's been kind of cooling down, but it is going to heat up once playoffs start, which is in, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? But before we get into that, we're going to be talking, you know, Macklin Celebrini, all that stuff. We're also going to be doing a Frozen Four bracket challenge for you guys. Mix a little college hockey into here since, you know, we had a kind of slow week. But the college hockey world did seem like it was, you know, on fire. So before we get into that, Gally, how was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. I watched probably more basketball than I ever have in a single weekend.
Yep.
Really didn't go out too much. I unfortunately found out on Friday that I owe a lot of money in taxes to the IRS. So shout out the Internal Revenue Service, whatever the heck it's called. But they're going to get a nice paycheck from me on April 15th. So that's a bummer. But kind of set me back for this weekend. I didn't really want to go out. I didn't feel like spending any money at all besides on takeout food and stuff because I was lazy. And sports betting, of course, but it was a good weekend watching March Madness, all sorts of good games. NC State, I feel like, might go to the Final Four, but hockey's done. We B League champions. Just to remind everyone, the Hooligans, we got 3v3 coming up this summer, and on top of some softball too. So excited for that. It wasn't the most crazy weekend, but how was your weekend, man?
Mine was, you know, same thing. Watched a good amount of basketball. It was a rough weekend. I had a friend's birthday. She just turned 21, friend's sister. So it was a lot of going out Friday and Saturday. Well, okay, Friday night we went out. Saturday we did a bike bus, which was super fun. But then by the time we had to re-rally on Saturday night, I was Texas toast. so it was rough, but Sunday I had a good little reset, relaxation, watched some basketball. Overall it was a good weekend. My bracket is completely fucked. Not excited about that. Don't know about yours, but
my bracket. You guys haven't?
Yeah, we have. We haven't talked about this, but we got 75 of you guys, maybe not all of you listening, but we got 75 of you guys to join our bracket challenge, which we're very proud of. Very happy.
Hell yeah.
Love that. If you haven't joined it yet and you already have a bracket, you actually can still join it. Cody found out the hard way. if you've already made a bracket, you can still join our group. Just Settle Down Bracket 2024. So do that if you haven't. The cash prize is $100. Or if you're in the Boise area and want to go to this game, Boise versus Oregon tickets for you guys. So that being said, enough basketball. Let's get into hockey.
Yeah. I'm just looking at my standings right now. I'm 29th right now. So that's 29th. That's a big bummer.
I believe I'm 57th. So I'm pretty bummed. I don't really look too hard into it. 58th place, sorry.
Looks like Yaya is in first right now, though.
No, that's Isabel, his girlfriend.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, she's in the lead.
I just saw your...
yeah, no,
I saw his last name, so that was him.
Yeah, no, she used his last name, which is kind of funny. But with that being said, I'm going to kick off into Coast to Coast. We've got our three stars of the week. We've got some pretty brightly shine stars.
First common star, names for these three stars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First star is the man chasing Gretzky himself, Alexander Ovechkin, with 7 goals, 1 assist, and 4 games played. He is 51 goals away from Gretzky's record. And what are the Caps sitting at? Like, how far are they out from playoffs?
Dude, the Caps are in a playoff spot right now.
They are.
So, like, this is... this run that has been fueled somewhat by Obi, not going to give him all the credit because, you know, he's their main goal scorer. heart of their team, obviously. But yeah, the Caps are sitting in pretty good spot right now. I mean, they're only 1 point ahead of the Red Wings in the second wild card, so it's nothing solidified. But for them, I mean, I think last time we talked, last episode, I mean, we put the Caps out of contention, like completely. They were, I want to say, more than three games out of the playoffs. So the fact that they crawled back and they're now in a wild card spot, pretty interesting. I still don't really see them doing too much in the playoffs, but it would still be cool to see Ovi get carried into the playoffs really hot.
Yeah, no, it would be cool. I mean, I don't think that they're in any place to be contenders, but it would be cool, you know, one of his last playoff runs, maybe get to the second round. That would be kind of cool.
100%. Yeah. Dude, speaking of, 7 goals in 4 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy for his age. Yeah. One.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Gordie Howe back in the day was scoring at that pace at his age, but I don't think there's been many players that are scoring at that pace.
No.
His age, to be fair, he had a really slow start to the season, but him to be ramping up, and I mean, shit, he might hit 30 goals, which would be incredible from the start of the season, what he was at. So big shout out to Ovi. He proved the naysayers wrong. Everyone, including us, for I wouldn't say including us, but somewhat we were like kind of skeptical if this is it for Ovi. A lot of people were like, he's done. But it's really cool that he was able to pull it together, and 7 goals in 4 games definitely is a deserved first star of the week.
Oh yeah. No, that's honestly props to him. I mean, it wasn't really just this week. Like, he's been slowly heating up, slowly but surely. But yeah, this week he really insane.
So here's my question to you. So right now he's at, how many goals is Ovi sitting at right now? I want to say he's at like 22 goals. So with his 22 goals, I wonder how many he's going to end with like at the end of the year. Do you think it's possible that he breaks Gretzky's record next year? 82 games played. Say it's a regular Ovi season, 40 to 50 goals. I mean, could be very well possible, you know.
You know, if he can chip away and it's not, you know, his last hot stint of the year, like him hitting 50 goals next year, like if he were to stop scoring now and have to score 50 next year, I would say that's pretty tough to do. But if he can chip away with what, 13 so games left?
Yeah, he's at 26 goals right now. So
I mean, he can get it down to 40? I mean, yeah.
I mean that's a solid 11. That's 11 goals. That's almost like a goal per game, which, I mean, shit, he's on pace the past few games, you know.
I don't know that he's going to hit it next year. And you guys can clip this and call me a dumbass, but I don't think he's going to hit it next year. And I feel like he's going to keep playing as long as till he breaks that record, even if he's fourth line guy. You know, I mean, it's tough to say that he's not good enough to play in the NHL because the guy literally just scored 7 goals in 4 games. But I don't think it's happening next year. I think it's going to be the season after that. What about you?
You know what? I'm going to be the devil's advocate, and I'm going to say Ovi's breaking the record next year. I think he's going to end the season off with a lot of goals, and I feel like he's going to need like something like 43, 44 goals to break that record, which, you know, if he's playing like he does now, next season, you know, I think that he's definitely going to break that. But I just think that Ovi's one of those players, like, he's got that drive. Like, if it's within reach, I think his teammates and he's going to do everything in his power too. And I'm talking like even like empty nets, like a drop pass to Ovechkin so he can get Gretzky's goal, you know.
Yeah.
I think there might be some of that. But I'm just going to go off a limb and say he's going to break it next season, and it's going to be probably one of the biggest stories in hockey in the past. Oh, yeah. Ever, maybe.
I think that would be crazy if he does next year. I hope he does. I hope you prove me wrong, Ovechkin, but I don't think it's gonna happen, unfortunately. Year after that, you'll have a great day. But I mean, if he can get it down to like 40 goals away, I mean, he might be able to, you know, push, because that just means for him he gets to retire, and you know, maybe he's not that he wants to retire, but you know, the quicker he does that, quicker he can retire. But with that being said, the guy that will be chasing him is our second star of the week, Austin Matthews. You know, I was funny because we talked about this like a month ago, but I've been seeing graphics about how Ovechkin, where he's at now, or sorry, Auston Matthews, where he's at now, he is ahead of Ovi from where, how many games, like however many games played Auston Matthews has, he has more goals than what Ovechkin had at this same pace. So I think we're possibly going to see him break whatever record Ovechkin sets. But before that, I mean, looking too far in the future, let's focus on this season. He's at 58 goals. Yes, 58 goals.
Yeah, 58 goals.
13 games left. Do you think he's going to hit over 65? I don't know.
Yeah, just because, like, I think Ovi was the last at 65. I don't want to say he did it in 08, 09, 07, 08. Around that time period. So, and I think that's the most goals since the cap era has been implemented, which 2005, which is pretty crazy. No one's got over that 65. I think McDavid got the 64 last year.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you said 12 games left. He's at 58. Like, I feel like he's got to hit it. I feel like he's maybe going to get to like 66, 67, but like, I think he's going to hit it. And, I'm all about the saying yes to predictions today, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
He will hit 66 goals by the end of the season.
Okay. Hey, you know what?
What do you think? Because he has slowed down a lot. He has cooled off since, like, he was on a tirade, like, hitting 50 goals. Yeah.
I've been accused of being an Auston Matthews hater. and I don't know that I'm an Auston Matthews hater. I'm more of a Leafs hater, if anything. But I don't know. I mean, 13 games left, and you're also on a team that is trying to not make the playoffs, but trying to, you know, do something in the playoffs. I don't know that it's worth pushing yourself for personal accolades like that. You know, you don't want to get to the playoffs like the Bruins did and just blow a tire. So I don't know if he's going to do it this year. I'm going to say no. I just don't think that with 13 games left, I mean, what's he got to get? He's got to get what? Six goals? No, seven goals.
Yeah. Seven goals to hit 65. Tie. Yeah.
Okay. So he's got to score every other game. And if your betting is right, he only goes scoreless every two games, right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my methodology. If he goes scoreless two games in a row, you hammer that anytime goal. Auston Matthews, third game.
Seriously, anyone listening, like, Gally's been on it. We should be posting it more. But yeah, it's been pretty much a lock. Every time he's gone two goals without a game, he will score on that next game. So, but you know what? I'm going to give him the love he deserves. And you know what? I think he's going to get 66 this year. So, we're going to be riding with you, Auston, and I hope you
prove come on, Auston.
I hope you prove me right and don't prove me wrong. But with that being said, number three is the guy I've been accused of glazing, is Connor McDavid. He's got, you know, honestly, as a third star and getting one goal and 10 assists in the last four games. It's insane. I mean, that's kind of what we expect out of the guy. But still, I mean, what has he got on the season? 91 assists. On the season.
Yeah. 91 assists on the season is ridiculous, dude.
He was also like beginning of the season, he was like tied for like 30th in points. And now he's what, tied for, or he's in third probably.
Yeah. I just feel like, yeah, no, I think he's definitely top five. I don't know if he's third necessarily. But yeah, he's turned it on. He's shown that he's like one of the best players in the league, if not the best, can turn it on whenever. Yep. I wonder if it's going to correlate to any success for the Oilers. Probably not. But yeah, dude, damn. I mean, 11 points in four games. I mean, that's more than any of the other stars. And I think probably the most in the league this week. So yeah, man, like Connor McDavid, He's the best in the league right now. It's hard to not say that he isn't. And I feel like McKinnon can make a pretty good case if he's a little bit better. But I just feel like he can't match McDavid's playmaking and just skill and all overall. So
yeah, No, exactly. But
well-deserved third star. He's got to be in the first three stars like four or five times this year. Same with Matthews.
Yeah. Him and Austin Matthews have been in the three stars for the last month, it feels like. But with that being said, we will move on to the Nashville Predators. Honestly, I said this last week. I'm going to say it again. Very shocked at what they're doing. You know, beginning of the season, I didn't really have really high hopes of them. I was at their season opener where they beat the Kraken, won about $30 on an actual legal gambling site, which was crazy to do and fun. But yeah, they, I don't know. I am shocked. They're very hot right now, though. I mean, they are what? Are they in a playoff spot like secured yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. They haven't clinched yet, but they are. Unless something crazy happens, they're in a pretty solid playoff spot. So I mean, they're 9 points ahead of the Blues for at least a playoff spot. They're 5 points ahead of the Knights. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it'd be awesome if the Knights didn't make the playoffs. But man, the Predators are looking solid. They would play Vancouver right now if the playoffs started today, which would be a banger of a series. Mm-hmm. I think Vancouver and Nashville would be. So sweet. Yeah. I also think just Nashville being in the playoffs is just good for hockey. I feel like it's such a good playoff atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You got some of the craziest fans in the NHL. So many cool traditions there. I just think it's going to be really awesome. Yeah. I know in the playoffs they like bring out a car and smash it and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just Smashville, dude. It's like I'm stoked to see them in the playoffs. And they're going to get a good series whoever they play against. I don't think they're really going to push into the Central Division. I mean, if you look at it, they're only 5 points away from Winnipeg, which would be crazy if they somehow secured a spot in the Central Division. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think that they probably will play Vancouver or whoever's first in Vancouver. They would play... Pardon me. I think I totally messed this up. They would play Colorado first right now by a point. Yeah. So that would be a hell of a series too.
I would. That'd be an interesting series, but it would be a tough one, I feel like.
I think Colorado would come out on top on that.
Yeah, I do too. If they played Vancouver, not that Vancouver's bad, but it's tough like when a team like this heats up right before the playoffs. You know, they have so much energy coming in. And, you know, you're playing a team that, not that they've given up, but, you know, they know where they're at and they're cruising by. But these teams that fight for playoff spots and are, they've been in, this is what happened to Florida last year. They've been in, Nashville is in playoff mode right now.
Yeah.
They are in a win now mode. They need to go and they need to secure a playoff spot. So they're already in the playoffs right now, in a sense, for them. It's do or die right now. The Canucks or whoever they play, the Avalanche. That's not the same case for them. I mean, yeah, they're trying to win, but the Predators are in playoff mode right now. So I would say watch the fuck out for them.
Yeah. Speaking of like, I mean, they got UC Saros who's 12-2-2 in the past 2 months of his starts, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have enough time to pull what his save percentage is, but it's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
But not only that, I mean, I feel like Philippe Forsberg, however you say his first name, quiet 39 goal season. I mean, he's been ripping up he's been leading the Predators in points, but 17 points in his past 10 games. He's been a big factor to their win streak. But yeah, man, I mean, I think with those two players going in, riding in hot to the playoffs, it could be a good thing for Nashville. But it's going to depend who they play. I mean, if they play someone like the Avs, I don't know. But against the Canucks, I'd probably give them a chance.
Yeah, I'd give them a chance against the Canucks. I don't know about the Avs, though. But you know what? That leads us perfectly into the next team. Because the Avalanche are on a 9-game win streak. McKinnon, 22 points in March, which, wow. I think we should do a player of the month at the end of the month.
Yeah.
He'll definitely be up there along with Kucherov. But I mean, I don't know though. There's so many, we'll get into it next episode because we'll have to pick. But they are first in the Central right now, but they're tied for first with the Stars, right?
Yes, correct. And that's going to be, I'm so curious who's, because I think the Central race, I think we've talked about it probably more than anything. Maybe the Atlantic, we've talked about a lot. Yeah. But with the Central, it's pretty important because it's like you got three incredibly good teams. You got the Jets, Stars, and Avs. All right. Yeah. Any of those teams probably are going to crush a wild card team. Maybe not Vegas. But, I mean, for example, I mean, if one of those, whoever, anyone, the playoffs is the playoffs. Everyone's going to have a hard matchup. But for, you know, say the first round matchup, if it's Dallas versus Winnipeg, I mean, that's going to be a pretty grueling series. Or if it's Colorado versus Winnipeg, I'm sure Winnipeg is going to play in that third spot. But with that being said, I mean, first place is not safe at all. Say if Vegas slots in there, that's going to be a hard matchup for them too. Yeah. But I feel like the Central race is very intriguing because you got three just stellar teams that might be first in other divisions. But for two of them to be playing each other in the first round, it's going to be a really good first round.
No, yeah, I think it will too. I mean, I think it'll be interesting with how, you know, only one of those three teams are going to make it to the Western Conference Finals, which is tough. I mean, I think it'll be a good series, but, you know, out of the West, I mean, it's not like Vancouver doesn't deserve it, but, you know, I feel like those three teams, and yeah, we did, I feel like we called it in the beginning that the Central was going to be this tight, at least between the Avs and the Stars. We didn't think about Winnipeg. But I mean, I think it'll be interesting when those, you know, how this playoffs shake up and, like, you know, where everyone's placed.
Especially if one of those teams starts falling, like they're going to be in danger. Because, like, that's the one thing you do not want to go into the playoffs, even if you're still sitting in a divisional spot and you're going to the playoffs just losing. That's not going to be a good thing. So,
yeah. Well, also, I mean, whoever gets that first spot is going to be playing a wild card team. I mean, if it's Vegas, it's a different story. But, you know, I think I'd rather play the wild card team versus the Stars, the Jets, or the Avs, whoever it is. I think you'd rather fight for that one spot, which, I mean, is the goal of anything. But it's more important out there than in the Pacific, say. It'd be a little bit different where you're like, well, I don't know if I want to play the Knights as a wild card. So I don't know. But do you have any last comments?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're talking about playoff spots so much. Bring back the old playoff format. I really like the 1-8 just because I feel like a lot of good teams are kind of getting some interesting matchups. I'm not the biggest hater of this new playoff format, but I just feel like the matchups would be a little bit more balanced with that 1-8, and we wouldn't see you know, some examples of teams that barely squeak in the playoffs. But also that's kind of good because those teams that barely squeak in the playoffs, like the Panthers, for example, last year, can make a cup run. So there's pros and cons of it, but I'm just more of a fan of the 1-8. It's just more simple. I feel like it's more attainable for teams that are on the bubble too. So,
yeah, no, I agree. I think, yeah, like you said, the 1-8, I think is way better way to do it. It's just weird where we're in a world where the Stars could potentially play the Jets, where, you know,
where the Stars could play the Avalanche, you know,
that too, even where yeah, that's true. Where I feel like that would not have happened if the 1-8 seeding thing. You know, I kind of like the wild. I don't know, though. I don't really like the wild card thing at all, now that I'm thinking about it. It kind of evens out eventually with the wild card. It's just the way that these teams play each other. It's like, I don't know. Even if you're the second best team in the West, but the first best team is in your division, then you get stuck playing a pretty good team. So I don't know. But
moving on to
teams
in the standings and stuff.
Yeah,
who is going to get Macklin Celebrini? That's going to be our next topic on the slate. Just to start off with, I know it's been around a lot in the hockey news right now, but he swept the Hockey East Awards, which Hockey East is a conference in the NCAA. Player of the year, rookie of the year, scoring title, and he's a Hobey Baker finalist, all at 17 years old. Like, damn, to be doing that in the NCAA is pretty impressive. 59 points in 35 games. Not only that, he's a goal scorer, 31 goals in those 35 games. I mean, this guy's all doing that, and he's not even 18, which is crazy because some of these players out there are 21, 22. So for him to be doing that in this sort of league that NCAA is, I think that he potentially could be more NHL ready than Connor Bedard did coming into this year.
You know, it's not a bad take. I kind of agree with that, honestly. I feel like, obviously, Bedard had so much of this hype around him.
It's a bold take, for sure.
It is. But Bedard had so much hype around him. And, you know, I feel like, I mean, Macklin Celebrini definitely gets a lot of praise. And everyone knows he's going to be first overall pick. But I will say, he did not sweep the Hockey East Awards because his future teammate, Will Smith, won the finals MVP or the championship MVP for Boston College. So Macklin Celebrini, you are a shark. You and your teammate can, you know, put those in the mantle, all the Hockey East awards that they got. I don't know. Being real, I mean, I'd love for him to be playing as a shark. He grew up there, played for the Junior Sharks. So it'd be cool, full circle moment. But
are you saying Celebrini?
Celebrini.
Damn. I didn't even know that he was from San Jose area. That's really cool.
Yeah. I knew his name. I never met him, but I definitely heard of him. Like, people were like, oh, this kid Macklin Celebrini is pretty good. His dad's actually a trainer for the Golden State Warriors. And there's actually film of Draymond Green talking about Macklin Celebrini, saying that he's like a goat. And this was like 2 years ago. Yeah. I'll share it with you, but
that's so crazy.
Yeah. He grew up in San Jose for a couple of years. He didn't play because then he played Chicago Steel U18. I think he played Shattuck St. Mary's as well before that. But I mean, I think he is going to be a star. I think it'd be cool to see him and Will Smith playing together, but I know everyone else wants fucking him and Connor Bedard to play together. And I'm not one to call the NHL rigged or the draft rigged because it doesn't go my way. But if Chicago gets him, how can you not say it's not rigged?
I'm going to be so disappointed if that happens. And so Brini's a center, right?
Yeah.
I mean, please NHL and hockey gods, don't have Macklin Celebrini go to the Chicago Blackhawks. I mean, I'd be happy with him going to the Sharks, or, you know, maybe a very lucky pick for the NHL dumpster Calgary Flames, but don't even get me started about the Flames this week. God damn. Yeah. But I think Macklin Celebrini is gonna be an instant impact for anyone next year. But not only that, I think he's gotta be the lock for rookie of the year next year. I mean, I can't really think of anyone else who's
Will Smith. He leads the league right now. He's where's he at?
Yeah, but he's playing for the Sharks.
No, but he got drafted. He was playing with the USNDTP. I mean, he's already drafted, but he's a freshman too. They're both freshmen. He's just a little bit young. Like, he's like he's like in the cutoff years where he couldn't get drafted last year.
Well, Will Smith could surpass him, no doubt.
Will Smith, so read the stats. What are Celebrini's over 35
He's got
games?
59 points over 35 games, so 31 goals. And
in Will Smith's 37 games, he's got 23 goals, 44 assists with 67 points.
Okay, so a little less of a goal scorer than Celebrini.
Yeah, yeah. No,
he's 31 versus 23, but... Yeah. Hey, not saying that he's, I think it could definitely be in between those two players for the Calder race next year. Yeah.
I don't know that Will Smith, I don't want to say this on air, I guess, but I feel like if Celebrini were to play, he would be a Calder favorite over Will Smith. Will Smith does have a little bit of age on him. He played USNDTP, and also his line mates all played with him at the USNDTP. God, that's such a mouthful. All of his line mates, Ryan Leonard, Gabe Perreault, and him have all played together for a while. So I feel like that's also helping Will Smith play at the level he's playing. But I still feel like he's going to be a star. But I mean, I feel like Celebrini kind of has not, he doesn't have a lock for Calder next year because we don't know what could happen, what rookie's going to come out of.
Yeah, who knows? Draft. These are bold predictions from the Galligator right now. So,
but you know, I don't know that he'll have more of an impact. It depends on what team he plays on. If he's on Chicago, I mean, it may look like he has more of an impact, but Bedard's going to be the number one star of the Blackhawks. Celebrini will always be number two, but you know, I think we'll see how it plays out. I mean, when is the draft lotteries? I want to say after the second round.
No, it's usually towards the, I don't know. They kind of switch it up. I've seen it happen like the night before the first round starts.
Yeah, it might actually be really soon. Oh my God, I'm getting nervous. I wish you would like Zach Voisin.
I think we got to do a live stream for that too.
Oh, we will 100%. Oh my God, dude, I'm so excited. We didn't even. Yeah, no, we will because, dude, that okay. I'm so excited for that. That'll be so fun. Yeah, because if the Sharks get it. Or if they don't get it, it'll be an even reaction out of me. So, but yeah, with that being said, I think it's time. We've been talking college hockey. We're going to get into this Frozen Four bracket challenge.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some college hockey picks. We got the Frozen Four coming up. Starts on Thursday, all right, the 28th of March, which I feel like that's a little later than it usually does start. But we did find a website, which there's not many out there that you can actually make picks like a normal March Madness bracket. I wish Frozen Four got a little bit more of a following, but you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to fill out some brackets right now. Shout out SueSports.com.
Yep.
Speaking of this, Sue.
Oh,
I got the University of North Dakota hat. This is from like my fucking, I think I was seventh grade.
Yeah.
I used to go to hockey camps out there. So this is an old hat. You can see the wear and tear on it. But yeah, let me share my screen. All right. So first up for.
Here we go.
Yeah. So first up for the regional. All right. We got the regional. We got Boston University versus RIT. And just to pull up some background on these teams. And Sean, do we want to just make one bracket ourselves or how do we want to do this?
Yeah, let's make a good old hockey podcast bracket, I would say.
Yeah, 100%. So we got Boston University versus RIT. Boston University is 26-9-2. They do have the guy, Macklin Celebrini, we've been talking about a lot. RIT is 27-10. I think this one's easy. I think it's going to go Boston University. What do you think, Sean?
Yep, I agree.
All right, next on the regional in Sioux Falls, Iowa, we do have Omaha versus Minnesota, which Omaha comes into this. I believe they won the NCHC tournament. They're 23-12-4. They've played North Dakota a lot and been kind of North Dakota's menace this year. They beat them a lot too. And then Minnesota is 22-10-5. I think they made the finals last year as well. But who do you have on this?
You know, I, as a kid, wanted to go to Minnesota for college. But you know, I'm going to ride with Omaha, Minnesota. I kind of want an upset here.
I
don't know what you think.
I think Omaha is a solid team. I think Omaha has this 100%, but we'll see. I think that's going to be one of the best games in the first round.
Yeah.
Next up in Springfield, this could be Massachusetts. I'm not totally sure which Springfield. It could also be Springfield, Missouri. Or Illinois. Yeah, there's a few Springfields around the country. We got the University of Denver versus Massachusetts University. Which UMass? Denver's 28-9-3 at UMass, and then we got 20-13-3 for Massachusetts. You know, I'm thinking that Denver has this. They're the third ranked country team in the country. They've been had a pretty solid season. So what are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to go Denver as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's tough to not take them, but I feel like that will be a very interesting game and a very good game.
Yeah, 100%. Next up, we got Cornell and Maine. Just looking off of record sake, we do have Cornell coming up at a 21-6-6 record. Versus Maine with a 23-11-2. Maine does play in a lot tougher of a division. than Cornell. But for this one, I'm going with Maine. I feel like we went with Omaha our last 2 and 3 game, but yeah. What are your thoughts on this?
I would go with Maine. I don't know that Cornell. No, yeah, I'll
I feel like I haven't, heard, I haven't heard too much about Cornell. Yeah, so.
No, I haven't either. We'll stick with Maine.
Okay. And if, say if we have conflicting views on one, we're just going to flip a coin.
Yep. I got a coin ready somewhere.
I'll find one. All right. Next up, we got Michigan State versus Western Michigan. Going into the tournament, Michigan State's one of the best teams. They're coming in with a record 24-9-3. And then we do have Western Michigan coming in with 21-15-1. What are your thoughts on this matchup? I can sense a upset here.
I do too. Like, I don't know why. They're good. Michigan State's a good team. But for me, it's not like, you know, basketball, NCAA, you could pick all the one seeds in the first round and you know, but this is a little bit different with hockey. I mean, you're playing, it's also not as many teams as March Madness is, but I'm going to go with Western Michigan.
All right, let's go with Western Michigan. And then we got Michigan, UMich versus North Dakota. And I think just wearing this hat, I'm going to have to go North Dakota. But if you think Mitch, we can flip this coin. All right, let's flip this coin. I might let some Sioux fans down here wearing this hat.
Out of this little sharky thing. All right. Dad going back home. All right, we're going to flip a coin for this. Michigan versus North Dakota. Here it goes. Oh. Tails. There it is. You can see it if you can.
We didn't even call which one is which.
Ah, shit. All right, let's redo it. Sorry, we did this. Yeah, we did this last time with the March Madness bracket. We did the high seed is heads, low seed is tails.
Okay.
So now we know. I'll flip it.
North Dakota is tails.
No. The higher seed is heads.
Okay.
Or two. Here we go.
Okay.
Tails it is.
All right, we're going Michigan. Damn.
Sorry,
North Dakota. All right, we're going Boston College and Michigan Tech. I think this has got to be Boston College.
BC, yep. Give it to them.
All the way. All right, then we got Quinnipiac versus Wisconsin. Quinnipiac did win it all last year. They're playing a pretty good team against Wisconsin. I think we got to flip the coin on this one. I'm not totally sure.
I'm going to go with Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty evenly matched 26-9-2 for Quinnipiac and 26-11-2 for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's tough, though. That's a good team.
I'll ride with your pick and let's...
Yeah, I believe in the, you know, they're reigning champs. They're going to have some fight in them, but I don't think it's going to... We'll get to it.
All right, now we're into the Elite Eight. We'll start back over here with this regional. So we got Boston University versus Omaha. To be honest, I know I was really talking up Macklin Celebrini, but I just think this might be Omaha's year. I think really? I'm going to go with Omaha on this one, but what's your thoughts?
I'm going to go with BU on this, but we'll flip a coin. We'll see. So BU's All right. heads, Omaha's tails.
All right.
It is heads.
Oh, all right. We got BU. Damn. Sorry, Omaha.
All right.
Next, we got Denver and Maine. Ugh. I personally like Denver in this.
I do too. I feel Denver. Okay. It's hard to go against them.
Let's
this
go.
This
Denver
BU game would be freaking pretty sick.
Yeah, be bolts. And then we got Western Michigan versus Michigan. I'm going to have to go with Michigan here, especially if they're going to knock out North Dakota. I think they've got a pretty good team.
Yep.
So we're going to go with Michigan. And we got BC.
Western Mich would be, you know, they'd be riding on a pretty good high, but I think Michigan would whoop them.
Shit, man. If Western Michigan beat University of Michigan, that would be a pretty big upset. But we got Boston College versus Quinnipiac. I'm going to go with Boston College with your boy, Will Smith.
Yep.
All right. All right, so we got 3-1 seeds in the Frozen Four. We'll start off with the left side. We got Boston University versus Denver. Out of these two teams, I think Boston University has got it.
I do too.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I want to go Denver on this one just because, I don't know. I think it'd be cool to have a BU, and I'm going to be rooting for Boston College to go my final. That would be my final two. So I'd kind of want to see Denver play them. So I say we flip a coin.
Let's do it. All right, heads for Boston University.
Yeah, since they're on top, we'll do them as heads. And it is Boston U.
All right. So we got Boston University in the chipper. And then we got Michigan versus Boston College. So this is a semifinal. I like Boston College in this.
Yeah.
This would be a crazy, crazy Boston final, but I think it would be pretty sweet.
That would be, yeah, it would be awesome. Yeah, I would pick them. They are ranked number one in all of NCAA. But I was looking and I saw that there has not been a one seed win the tournament since, like, the number one ranked, not a one seed, but the number one ranked NCAA program has not won a tournament since, like, 2016 or something. I don't remember who it was. But so it's why I'm a little scared that Boston College isn't going to win, just because of the, I guess, curse or whatever it is. But I do think they're going to move on to the finals, though.
And
we'll debate whether or not.
This is a crazy finals, Boston College versus Boston University. Pretty funny we ended up here at this point. But out of these two, I think I think I got Boston University. See, I don't know. I'm so this would be a crazy matchup if this happened. But
I want to say, yes, Boston College has already played Boston University, and Boston College won. But again, this is regular season. Who'd they play in the Hockey East Championship? They played BU and won. BC did.
Yeah.
So this would be a repeat of the Hockey East Championship. But you know what? I'm going to ride with them again. I'm going to Boston College, so we're going to have to flip a coin.
We're going to have to flip a coin. All right, let's go the higher seed. So let's go Boston College heads, yep. Boston University tails.
It's in my hand. It is tails. Boston
BU
winner, according to the coin. So
Macklin Celebrini gets his chipper.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to take a screenshot of this and we can do like a graphic out of it and share it with everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
But that is our tournament challenge. Hopefully, you know, maybe we're the ones to do it to get some more, you know, notoriety or whatever it's called for college hockey, because it is a great sport and, you know, I feel like more people need to pay attention to it. So it's going to be our job. Get it up. But
100%.
That pretty much kicks off episode 24. A little bit of a shorter episode for you guys today, but I promise with playoffs coming up, it's going to heat up and we'll be having longer podcasts. Maybe even if you guys are interested in it, doing a two-parter of the week, talking, you know, early week and end of week, just so we get more content out, and especially for the playoffs. But
ooh, yeah.
That being said, Gally, I don't know if you got any shout outs or anything you want to, you know, talk about besides
shout out the IRS for charging me lots of money. But yeah, thanks for taking all my tax dollars away from me.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Go Flames. Even though they're in the dumpsters right now. But so I guess go Sue. Go University of North Dakota. Yeah. Thanks. And shout out everyone watching us. I know we got lots of hockey fans. Hockey fans are the best fans in the world. So appreciate everyone listening to us, watching our reels, TikToks, whatever it is. Thank you for following. So hope to see you in the future.
Yes, sir. We are at 230 followers now, or subscribers now, on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, shout out to you. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to, we want to thank you. And go follow us wherever you get the most out of your podcast. If you're more of a YouTube guy that wants to watch us, that's awesome. If you just want to put us in your ear and on the drive to work or wherever you're going, that is awesome too. But we just want to thank everyone that's listening up to this point as well. Or if you never see this, we still want to thank you, even if you clicked on it once. But for real, we will see you guys in the next episode. Hopefully we'll get, you know, a little bit hotter topics. I mean, we're only 2 weeks away from NHL playoffs, so it is getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes, and we'll see you guys next week.
Later.